Take your holy book, turn to Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter number 3, verse number 1, it says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall be added to thee." Amen. That right there is enough to make you keep his law and his commandments. Amen. He says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of the Lord, sight of God and man." And here's what we want to look at tonight. Verse number 5. He said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." I want to preach tonight on what the author of Proverbs tells us to do, and that's trusting the Lord. He tells us here that we need to trust the Lord. Now, he says in the beginning that as he's writing this, he says to my son, he said, "Forget not the law and keep the heart and keep my commandments." He said, it'll cause to have lengthened the days and make your life long, prosperous, by trusting the Lord. Saying, "Peace shall be added to you." Now, I don't know about you, but I that sounds pretty interesting to me. I want to live as long as I can on this world. I told you before, if anybody ever tells you that Pastor Jeff committed suicide, he said, "You better do an autopsy and be looking around for clues. Because I like me too much to do that." Amen? I like me a pretty good bit. And I want to live as long as I can. And I want to worship the Lord as long as I live. Amen? Because he is good and he's good to us. But he says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. How do you keep up with mercy and truth? By you staying close to God. Mercy and truth is there as long as we stay close to him. He said we should bind them to us. We should get close to the Lord as we can, and we should hang out there. Amen? A lot of the world is going to have to talk to several people today, just touching base with people, and they was every one of them different churches, and they're saying, "Preacher, we're in a falling away." He said, it's like people don't care about church no more. People don't want to be involved no more. You can't hardly get anybody to do anything anymore down at the church house. And it's that sign. It's what God said it'd be in the last days. He said it'd be a great falling away. But we're not of those, Paul said, that fall away into perdition and to be made useless and to none effect. He said the church, the true church, I believe the Philadelphia church, is going to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ until he comes. That's why Jesus would ask the question in Luke chapter 18. He said, "Will I find faith when I come?" He wasn't wanting to know whether people might be saved and made a profession of faith. He was wondering if those professors was going to be faithful when he come back. If they was going to be faithfully standing upon the principles and the word of God Almighty. We're living a day and hour. People want to get away from that. A fella told me a while back, he said, "Preacher, if you'll just ease up a little bit." And I'm not talking about Bill and his fish. Everybody knows that story. Amen. But fella told me, he said, "If you'll just ease up a little bit and just kind of go with the flow, things will pick up. And if I've got to compromise my character, if I've got to compromise the Word of God, I just don't want what they've got." Amen. I'd rather just stay upon the truth of the Word, stay found and rooted in what God's trying to convey to us, so that one day you and I, every one of us, can stand before Him and He can say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Praise God. He said, you've been faithful in a few things. He said, "I'll make you, praise God, a ruler over a lot of things." Praise the Lord. I'm looking for a reward in heaven. I'm not looking for a whole lot here, this side of eternity, but I'm looking for stuff when I get home. Amen. Peter said, "God Almighty," he said, "you put your faith and trust in Him, so He'd be laid up for you over there." And he said, "Be guarded by God Himself." That's the treasures I want to lay up. Bless the Lord. So he said, he says that we need to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Verse number 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now I want you to notice something tonight. That is not a suggestion. Amen? Now let's just slow down here just a minute. Think about that. This is not a suggestion. Amen? If it's not a suggestion, then what is it? Pastor Jeff, what is it? It's a fact. Amen? It's a commandment. He said, praise God, he said, we are to trust in the Lord, and not just trust Him anyway, but trust in the Lord with all our heart. You've got to trust in the Lord with every fiber in your being. Amen? The reason people are falling away and everything else, then with them, because there's so much turmoil in the world, and they're getting caught up in it, and they're getting dissatisfied, and they're getting depressed, and they're getting falling into anxiety. I pray God, what we need is to trust the Lord like we never have before. It'll take you and it'll take me trusting Him, and folks can see that in us, and they can realize that even in this time of trouble, Brother Jeff, that there's some confidence in the people of God. I will tell you, listen, friends, people start drawing nigh to people that's confident. Amen? You know why a lot of the churches is cleaning out and going away? Because God's people do not have any confidence. We put our confidence in ourselves. We put our confidence in the building. We put our confidence, even in the preacher. But praise God, we need to put our confidence and our trust in the Lord. Amen. The building might burn up. God, please don't let it happen. Amen. I thought it was going to happen a few weeks ago. Boy, it tore my heart up. Amen. People may let you down. But praise God, God said if we put our trust in Him, praise God, it wasn't a statement, it wasn't a suggestion, but it was a commandment. He said, trust the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. So He said, Brother Jeff, I can't rely on me. I've been there and done that. Me has let me down more than anybody I know. Amen. Me has disappointed me more than anybody that I know, Brother Bobby. Amen. But I'm telling you one that's never been disappointed me, then that's good, the good Lord of heaven. They said we need to trust in Him. So why should we trust in the Lord? Number one, it's a commandment. But not only is it a commandment, it's a commandment with a promise. Look what it says in verse number 6. It said, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Amen. We need to take knowledge of the Lord. Every time, everywhere, praise God, we ought to be bragging on the Lord. They've been looking for every opportunity to mention His name, to praise Him, praise God, to give Him glory. Why? Because He's deserving. Not only that, because He commands it. He said we have to trust Him, praise. If we trust Him, we truly trust Him, believe in Him, rely on Him, adhere to Him, then we ought to be able to brag on Him. I'm not going to be caught being ashamed of Him. Because, yeah, if I'm ashamed of Him, that He'd be ashamed of us before the Father. I don't want Him to, when He look at me, turn His head and say, man, I never knew this one. Amen. I want Him to say, hey, look, there's one of ours, praise God. Welcome home, son. Come on in. Give Him that white linen, praise God. Put it on Him. Amen. He's done a good job. He's kept the faith, praise God. Hasn't wavered, hasn't given up, hasn't compromised. Why? Because you're trusting in the Lord. When you're trusting in the Lord, praise God. Hey, listen, we are only as capable as He is. Amen? We are only as capable as He is. We trust in Him. He said, there's a commandment, praise God, with a promise. And He said, in verse number 6, He said, and He shall direct thy paths. Amen? So can we put our trust in Him? We 100% body, soul, and spirit, trusting in the Lord, praise God, then He's going to direct us and lead us and put us where we need to be. He's going to direct our path, praise God. Our path in righteousness for His name's sake. He'll give us good success. He'll send us in the right direction. Amen. Praise His holy name. Why? Because that's what He does. Amen. Why should we trust Him? Because it's a commandment. Why should we trust Him? Because it offers a promise. Why should we trust Him? Because there's nothing that's too hard for God. There's nothing that's too hard for God. Look at Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32. Or I'll just read it to you, verse 17. Jeremiah 32, verse 17, He says this. He said, oh, Lord God, behold, Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by Thy great power and stretched out arm. Now Jeremiah says, oh Lord. Because all of a sudden it comes to him with an exclamation mark. He said, hey, good Lord God of heaven. Said, you made it all. I guess if He made it all belongs to Him, right? Amen. If he made it all belongs to him. Praise the Lord. And he goes on and says this. He said, there is nothing too hard for thee. So we can trust the Lord tonight because there's nothing that's too hard. Everything belongs to him, and there's nothing that's too hard for the Lord to take care of. Amen? You say, well, Jeremiah wrote that. You reckon he really believed it? Praise God. Yeah, I believe he really did. Because God reiterated it to him over in verse 26. Verse 26, Jeremiah chapter 32. He said, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, pay attention, look here. He said, I am the Lord. Amen. And God, the God of all flesh, is there anything too hard for me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah said, hey, listen, he made the heavens and the earth. He said, there's nothing too hard for my God. And God said, Jeremiah, I said, praise God. He said, I am the Lord. He said, is anything too hard for me? In other words, he said, Jeremiah, do you trust me? He said, Jeremiah, do you really trust me? Praise God. And Jeremiah said, Lord, I trust you. But he said, you can really trust me because there's nothing that's too hard for me. Why can we trust the Lord tonight? Because there's nothing in this world, praise God, that's too hard for him. Amen. I was thinking about Dwayne the other day and how all this mess was out of whack. And I said, Lord, please, you got to just touch him. I prayed, Lord God, I know that you're able. And I quote these same words. I said, I know there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Would you please just touch him with a magnificent power? Amen. You say, preacher, you think you did that? No, I think he did that. There's nothing too hard for him. Amen. I look for God to do greater and mightier things than that in the name of the Lord God of heaven because there's nothing too hard. You can trust him because there's nothing too hard for him. Can you think of anything that God can't take care of? Amen? Is there anything that God can't take care of? There's nothing that's too hard for him. Amen? Praise God. You know what that is? That's absolute truth. Absolutely. Jeremiah said it because he believed it. God said it, praise God, because he's the truth. Amen. And he said, Jeremiah, I said, there's nothing too hard for me. He asked, he said, is there anything too hard for me? Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. So we can believe and we can trust the Lord, praise God, because it's a commandment, because it's a promise, because there's nothing that's too hard for the Lord. Amen. We can trust the Lord, praise God, because the glory and his power, his glory, his power, the power that he has. Hey, praise God. If you go back to 1 Chronicles, chapter number 29. 1 Chronicles, chapter number 29, verse number 10. Says this. He said, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. Now, David's a praising the Lord here. Amen. Because of who God is, what he is, what he's able to accomplish. So wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. What about that? The king wasn't ashamed of the Lord. Amen? He wasn't ashamed to praise the Lord in public. We got people today, our politicians today, every now and then, hey, they're getting better about it, really. They got the just praising the Lord. I mean, they've even got them saying, hey, man, we just got to pray in Jesus' name that he'll take care of us, he'll protect us, he'll protect our troops, he'll protect, you know, our nation. Glory be to God. That get things done. Amen. When people stand up and quit being ashamed of our faith, our Christianity, praise God, and trusting in the Lord, praise God, and not afraid to share it. Amen. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God, of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory. Amen. The greatness and the power and glory, it all belongs to God. All the power and glory are his, praise the Lord. Amen. Who does power and glory belong to? It belongs to the God of heaven. Our God, praise God, your God, the God of glory. Bless his name. He said, and victory and majesty for all that is in the heaven and the earth is thine. There we go again. He said, it's all yours, Lord. Praise God. We give you the glory and we'll give you the glory and the power that you have. But not only the glory and power, but the victory and the majesty. Go along with the glory and the power. Amen. That's why we can trust the Lord tonight, because He has all power. He has all glory. Praise God. He has majesty, and He's already got the victory. Amen. Praise God. He's already got the victory. He's, hey, if you got Him, then you got, well, you are a winner. Praise the Lord. He said, all that is in the heaven and the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Where's your power come from? Where's your strength come from? He said, now therefore, our Lord, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Amen. So the king says, hey, listen, Lord, we just praise you and we give you glory. We thank you for the power and glory that you manifest. We can see it. Praise God. It's real. I tell you, people that don't believe today, if they could just see what we see, praise his holy name. I'm glad there's a God of heaven who's real tonight. He's in the throne room of grace, ministering down to us who believe. And he's touching us in so many miraculous ways. We can't even praise Him enough. Amen. He just continues to bless us. He just continues to pour out His... He just continues to get glory out of all that He does. Amen. You can't help but praise Him. Amen. I can't help but praise Him. I go outside and see the morning sun coming up, the birds are chirping, turkeys are walking around strutting in my yard, Amelia, and praise God. I say, glory to God. Amen. What a blessing. What a God, what a day that He's given this day, Lord, and me. Boy, I'm just rejoicing, being glad in it. Amen. Praise God. What a God we serve. Awesome God, a holy God, a righteous God. Amen. We can because we trust the Lord. Because His power, because His glory. We can trust the Lord tonight because He is our shepherd. Amen. He is our shepherd. He should be your shepherd. I hope He is. In the 23rd Psalm, the Bible says this, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Hey, he was making a statement. Amen. David was saying, I trust the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. What is a shepherd? A shepherd's the one that leads the sheep. Amen. He leads the sheep. He calls them and they follow him. Amen. They know his voice. And he said, hey, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Ain't you glad that's the way it is? Amen. How blessed are we talking about for church? How blessed we are in America, praise God. We're so blessed it's beyond comprehension. God's been good to us, every one of us. I don't think, probably none of us ever had to go to bed on an empty stomach. Well, Brother Junior might have when his daddy took him over to an island, dropped him off, forgot him 3 or 4 days. Amen. But he had the means to make do. But praise God, I'm glad that God is my shepherd. Amen. I can trust Him because He is my shepherd. Why can I trust Him? Because He cares for the sheep. His sheep. Us. Amen. Glory be to you. Have you ever thought about that? You're just a little old sheep. Now, sheep ain't got a lick of sense. Amen. Amen. They don't have a lick of sense. They'll walk off cliffs, they'll get in thickets and can't get out, I mean, because it gets in their wool. They're just not really smart. I guess the Lord knew exactly what He's doing when He compared us to sheep. Amen? Because they're not very smart. They get themselves in trouble and they can't get out. But I'm glad I've got a shepherd. I'm glad I've got a chief shepherd. I'm glad I've got a master shepherd who's good at keeping me out of messes. Amen. And because He is my shepherd, praise God, I can trust Him all the way to His house. Amen. Said He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He has that calming effect. Amen. When you put your trust in Him, it don't matter what's coming your way. He's a calming effect. How many times in your life has adversity come up and reared its ugly head, but they was just like, the Bible says, a peace that passes understanding that just comes over your soul. Your mind's a racing, trying to figure it out. But there's a peace down in your soul that comes from God. Amen. When we trust the Lord and all that He is, He restoreth my soul. Remember when your soul was all out of whack? I mean, I'm not going to try to preach this whole thing. I could be here all night just going through 23rd Psalm. But he said, he restored my soul, praise God. Why? Because I trust in him. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In right paths, he takes you in the right path. If you'll listen to God, he'll take you in the right path. Amen. He'll chasten you when you get off the path. Hello? Amen. Come on now. He will chasten you when you get off the path. When you go in the wrong direction, the Lord will chasten you. He'll convict your heart. Amen. Praise God. He said, yea, though I walk through a valley of shadow of death. Now, death's always behind us. Amen. Praise God. He said, I will fear no evil. You know how to keep death off of you? You know how to keep that shadow always behind you? Keep your face to the sun. Amen. As long as you keep your face to the sun, your shadow's always going to be behind you. Praise God. And if you keep your face to the sun, that shadow of death's going to be behind you. But one of these days, praise God, you'll walk up into the portals of glory and you'll leave death behind. Amen. That's why it's so important to trust the Lord and stay with Him, walk with Him, praise God, daily. That way you keep that old shadow behind you. Amen. He said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You know that shepherd with his shepherd's staff? Amen. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They can also chasten you with that too. Amen. They can also shave you with that hook on their shepherd's staff. Drag you out of trouble. Mend you up. Amen. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Glory to God. That's why I trust Him. Even when you're among enemies. You say, preacher, you got enemies? Everybody's got enemies. There's people that don't like you. There's people that don't like the church. Hey, this isn't a new thing. It's been happening ever since the beginning of time. There's always been people that do not like what God and godliness stands for. Amen. The Amalekites was constantly berating Israel, trying to beat them down, attacking them from the rear, attacking the weak, the elderly. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad that He can prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Amen. Praise God, He blesses us, encourages us, and He feeds us to the full. Why? When we put our trust in Him. And then I like this last verse. He said, sure, I like these two right here, goodness and mercy. Amen. He said, they follow along with you. He said, surely, or of a certainty, goodness and mercy, that's the goodness of God and the mercy of God, shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. He said, surely. So he said, just as sure as God said it, His goodness and His mercy will follow you. If goodness and mercy is following us and the devil's behind us and their faces to the sun, then sure, goodness and mercy is between us and the devil. Between us and death. Between us and that affliction, praise God. I'm glad it's that way. So how do you get that, Pastor Jeff? By trusting in the Lord with all your heart, mind, your soul, and strength, like He tells us in Deuteronomy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all days of my life. Now watch this. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise God. He said, they're going to follow me. Praise God. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to dwell. I'm going to live. I'm going to have it. That the house of the Lord forever. That place that He's gone to. Why should I trust the Lord? Praise God. Because He is my shepherd. And I'm going to have the benefits of being shepherded. Amen. Praise God. How can you get that? Because of the Lord's strength. Because of believer's refuge in that strength. In the 91st Psalm, he says this. The 91st Psalm, verse 1 and 2, you know it very well. 91st Psalm, verse 1 and 2, he said, He that dwelleth in the secret place, the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. I will say of the Lord, now watch this, He is my refuge and my fortress. Amen. Praise God. A place to get in. Amen. I think about forest the whole time. Every time I see that word. Amen. That used to be my sanctuary when I was a kid. Amen. I'd sneak off. Yes, 6,000 acres of woods behind the house. Every time I could, praise God, I'd sneak out into them woods. That was my fortress. That was my place of safety. That was my place of refuge. Little did I know, praise God, it was good God of heaven that was ministering to my soul, because He was my refuge. He offered me a fortress. He said, my God, in Him will I trust. Amen? Praise God, because He is that refuge. He is that fortress. Amen. He's that refuge. He's that strength, praise God, that we need, that we don't have within ourselves, but we have because of Him when we put our trust in the Lord. You see how important it is to trust the Lord? How important it is to trust the Lord, praise God, with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, every fiber in your being. Just trust Him. Believe in Him. Rely on Him. Adhere to Him. That's what believing is. And He'll minister hard, just trusting the Lord. All through the psalm, it's all about trusting the Lord. Singing praises to the Lord because you trust Him. Amen. Because He does great and mighty things. Amen. Why would you trust the Lord? Because He's your helper. He's the one that helps you. In the 121st Psalm, verse number 1, the psalmist says this. Now, you know, this is what they call Song of Degrees, as they're going up and they're praising God. They're probably calling to one another as they go up. He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Now, that word cometh comes with an expectation. Amen? He said, they're looking to the hills and they're expecting something from the Lord. They're expecting help, praise God. He said, from the hills which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. How can you get help from the Lord? When you trust Him. Amen? When you trust the Lord, He'll help you. He said, the Lord is our help. Now watch this. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, and he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Now watch this, verse number 7. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. He said, the Lord is our helper. He's there to help us, praise God, when we trust in Him. He said, the Lord is the one that watches over us. He sees who we are, where we are, where we need to be, and He helps us to get there. He protects us on the way. And not only does that, but He keeps us on the journey. Amen? That's why we need to trust the Lord tonight. With every fiber, we need to trust Him. Because this old life ain't going to get much easier. It's going to get more difficult day by day. The Bible said this world would wax worse and worse. And in the end. But He said, He tells us in the Word of God, if we'll just keep trusting the Lord. Amen. It's a commandment, not a suggestion. But it's a commandment with promise. That if we'll trust the Lord, praise God, He'll take care of us. That there's nothing too hard for Him. Amen. So He can get the glory and honor out of it. Because He is God. Amen. Because He's our shepherd. He takes care of us. Amen. Puts us in safe places. Leads us beside still waters. He's our refuge and our strength in the time of trouble. But He's also, praise God, the Lord that's going to help us if we get in trouble. Amen. How many times the Lord reached down where you was when you made poor decisions? Amen. Amen. Come on now, we all have. Every one of us have made poor, bad decisions. But the Lord's reached down where we were. He has brought us out and brought us up and brought us out. That's what He does. Amen. When we put our trust in Him, praise God, and then He gets us where we need to be, and He keeps us on track. That's what He's wanting to do today. That's wanting to do for every one of us. He's wanting to keep us in going in the right direction. That's why we get together. That's why Paul said not to fail to assemble yourself together as custom is, even these last days, because he said, we're going to have some direction. We're going to have some guidance. He said, we're going to have to learn and know how to trust the Lord. Amen. He said, that's what's going to make all the difference in our lives. That's what's going to help us to be a good example to those around us. I was telling a fellow yesterday, I don't know where I'd have been today if it wasn't for my papaws, my grandmas. Amen. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. Amen. Mother loved us enough she'd get us up and feed us breakfast and send us to church. We didn't grow up in a Christian home. fella asked me yesterday, how in the world did you and your brother both end up being preachers? I said, yeah, my oldest brother's a deacon. Amen? He said, how'd you end up being? He said, I said, my granddaddy was a pastor. He said, my other granddaddy was a deacon. And so they loved the Lord and they pointed us the right direction. They carried us to the house of God. They was an example to us. We saw Christ in them, that blessed hope of glory. Amen. It stuck. Amen. Other people in my life I've run across have trusted in the Lord. Miss Myrtle was my neighbor growing up and a little old young, and she took me under her wing. She loved on us, the little boys. As mean as we were, yet she loved on us. She made us peanut butter fudge, glory to God. That's love. Amen? That's love. She carried us to church. Amen. Taught us about Jesus. It was an example. They'd call her up. And they'd say, they had one of them old ring-a-ring-a-land-lines that the neighbors, there's five or six of them had those right there in the community. And you'd be, it wasn't a prayer line, it was the old ring-up phone. Amen? And they had a line run. Her husband was an electrician. He'd run it to all the ladies around there because we did have a party line. But you'd hear her ring and she'd answer and she'd say hello and she'd say okay. And she'd go hit her knees, praise God, and she'd begin to pray about somebody's object that called her about. Why could people call her? Why could they trust her? Because she trusted in the Lord. She trusted the Lord, praise God. And her prayers made a difference. Our prayers can make a difference if we trust the Lord. Amen. So that's why we should trust the Lord. So that we can make a difference. He is our blessed hope tonight, right? And through Him, praise God, there's nothing impossible with Him. He's able to do all things. If He's able to do all things, surely goodness, Brother Bob, He can shepherd our souls. Amen. Take us from here to yonder, praise God, deliver us one day safe on the other shore. To that place that's prepared for those that's prepared for that place. I know one thing about it, one day I'm a-going. Amen. I'm going to bid this world goodbye. And I'm going to leave out of here. We preach Sunday morning about the rapture, when the rapture takes place and folks is left behind. How are those that heard, how are they going to explain that? How are they going to explain the rapture, what's taking place? There'll be a lot of opinions. How would you explain that if you got left behind? You know how to keep from getting left behind? Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord with every fiber in you, praise God. Lord, in salvation, Jesus Christ, your Savior. You don't have to worry about that. Amen. One day you bid this world goodbye. Adios. And go on home with the Lord. The Bible said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said in Psalm 121, very last verse of that thing, He said, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I don't know about you, but I trust the Lord because He doesn't ever get weary in taking care of us. Amen? He never gets tired of taking care of us. We'd get wore out and frustrated, but God never gets tired of taking care of you and me. So we should never get tired, Brother Jeff, of trusting Him. Just trust Him with our lives. Amen? Just commission ourselves to Him in everything that we do. And He get the glory out of it. Amen.